Welcome back to the Lash Base podcast. And today we have launched two brand new episodes for our two brand new brand partners. So listen to this one and then go and listen to the other one that we've launched today as well. Right, I'm going to get straight into it and introduce you to our first brand partner.
So from your perspective, can you explain a little bit about how this happened? Like from your perspective, because I understand that as a brand, Lash Base, we had a vision for how we wanted the company to go, how we see the future of the lash industry and involving lash artists being the ones at the forefront of lash brands. And so we know exactly what we were looking at and what we were doing when all of this has come about. But as somebody that didn't have a clue that this was being worked on behind the scenes to then suddenly being asked to come on board, how did this happen from your perspective?
So if I'm like going to go back to like the very, very beginning of like what I would say was the start of this opportunity, I'm talking like actual years ago, like I would probably say is when I first started the membership. And obviously I've always loved Lash Base, always loved your products. And, you know, even like down to like tagging you in photos, like hoping that you notice them. When I asked you to do the guest speaking spot in the membership, like I really didn't think that you would say yeah, if I'm being honest. Like obviously you're part of like the UK's biggest brand, so like to me that was so unreachable. And I think because I'd put myself out there and done something that not a lot of other people would have done, like I was probably just a little bit delusional, like having the confidence to do it, but it paid off. And I think for me that was the start of like our working relationship. And then that was like, well, it's been 3 years now. So that was probably nearly 3 years ago. And then I actually saw you and your mum at Lash Fest. So this is, it'll be 3 years ago this year. And again, a little bit starstruck. I'm thinking, well, I need to go and speak to these people, but I had nothing to say to you other than, like, oh, hi, by the way, it's me. Like, that's kind of it. And I remember thinking, I can't leave here without making sure they've seen me and I've spoke to them. Like, I want them to know who I actually am, like, in real life. And I remember, like, I was probably, like, just so nervous to, like, talk to you guys. And, like, your mum was so lovely. And, like, I thought you were actually just quite normal people. Not what I would expect from, like, a huge company owner. And, like, it's, well, I thought you were the CEO at the time. I know you're not now. And then I think just continuing on that sort of relationship. So then, you know, that was obviously the first year at Lash Fest. And then the following year, when you did the video, obviously about pricing, I think for me, this was a case of I stayed true to myself. So yes, I got so much backlash, but actually that started a movement within the lash industry. And I think instead of me hiding away from that, I was like, what can I actually do with this? And then obviously, yeah, I might have got trolled a little bit online, but then you guys asked me to come down to your massive HQ. And I think, I don't know, I guess for me, it was just me just carrying on going when other people were like, what is she doing? Because obviously, I mean, to me, that's why I think you guys then noticed me like over other people, I guess. And probably for having the confidence for saying things that not a lot of people were saying. I still don't know where that's come from. I think it is literally a case of like just saying it, dealing with the repercussions of it and just moving on from it. And yeah, I think it was just continuing to stay true to myself, but whilst putting myself out there. And that's how I think this has come about, because then I've obviously continued to keep my own opinions. Like I've not really let anyone sway them, especially when it comes to prices. Like I'll argue that all day because like I've done the work, like I've got over those money mindset blocks that I know so many people struggle with. And like I'm living proof that actually it does work. And like, I'm sorry, but like I'm on a call with you. I'm going to come and work with you guys. Like, it's all from just me having my own opinions and not doing them just because Sarah down the road said I'm charging way too much and I'm absolutely horrible for doing that. Do you know what I mean? So to me, that's why this has come about, and because maybe naturally it's sort of given me a bit of a spotlight, because obviously people seem to, when you're saying something that obviously triggers people, what that then does is obviously appeal to the people that it actually resonates with. So then I think that's why this has happened anyway, from my point of view. And I think because I genuinely care about wanting to change the industry, and I'm aware that people have this opinion on price and all this other stuff, and I want to change that. And I think because you guys want the same as well, you're like, right, we obviously agree with this, how can we put this together? So that's how I think it's come about from my point of view. But I'd love to know why you think it's come about.
You are correct, to be honest. We needed and we wanted to have some fresh faces at Lash Base, and we wanted it to be Lash artists that have the same values and morals, ethics, same drive, passion for the industry, want to do the right thing for the right reasons. I know I say that sentence all the time, but not afraid to put your opinions online. You're clearly a nice person, which is why you don't get the type of backlash someone that's giving just a horrible opinion for no reason would get. So there were lots of different reasons. And again, yes, because we had met you, because we were aware of who you were, which is why I always say to people, like, they should definitely make sure that they're putting themselves, their face on social media. They should go to events and talk to people, because you just never know. This is why I still go to all these different events, because I still want to make sure that I'm meeting people, because you never know. You have no idea where it could suddenly lead. I wouldn't know, like, 3 years ago when you said, Jamie, can I, you asked me if I would speak on your online membership program. I wouldn't know it would, this is where we were going with it. I've no idea of that. And I'm so glad that it did. And like you said, something that I think is great about what you've done with your career anyway is how you price your services, and the fact that you, like you said, you've got over that mindset, money mindset block, and you price your services because you know your worth, and people pay that. Whether or not that makes a few people unhappy that aren't charging that, then so be it. But that's one of the first campaigns that I hope that we're going to be working on together. It is trying, as using the reach that Lashbase has and using the knowledge and passion that you have, is try and make wholesale change in the lash industry in the UK, because I'm concerned at the moment for the lash industry in the UK, whereas I spend a lot of time in the US. It's a different world altogether. And I would just love to somehow, I know there is lots of different reasons and different things that maybe can't be controlled, but we have some control, and I'm hoping that with you on board and Lashbase's reach and platform, that we're going to make big change. But that's, like I said, that's one of many reasons. But when we did ask you, why did you say yes?
I feel like you just mentioned the answer, to be honest. I think as soon as you asked me, I feel like it honestly took me a few days to sort of like actually process it. 'Cause I was a bit like, at first I was like, whoa. And then I was like, wait, no, like this is actually such a huge opportunity. And I think once I'd finally got my head around the fact you'd actually asked me out of like everyone in the UK, I was like, no, like this could really help like what I'm trying to do with the lash industry. Obviously, the people that I've made impact with, like the impact has been huge, but I know I can help genuinely so many more other lash artists in the industry. And honestly, my first thought was these guys can actually help me do everything that I'm already doing, but do it like better and bigger on a way bigger scale and help basically make impact in way more people's lives. So I think for me, like when I was sort of asking you what I was going to have to do, I was like, oh, well, I already do all of this. And like, it will go hand in hand. Like, yeah, I've got the knowledge. Like, I've got the membership where everyone can, you know, I'm getting those questions daily. But you guys have got the platform and sort of, not that obviously I'm not trustworthy, but because you're such an established brand, if you say something over me, like people are probably going to listen to you a little bit more than me because they've got that trust with you. Whereas my membership's still relatively new, like I'm still quite new to so many people out there. So for me, it was a no-brainer. And I was like, this could honestly work so well. It's kind of like, you know, when a celeb starts bringing out like a mascara for a certain brand, because you love them, you then buy whatever they're saying to do. And this is what I would hope for this, like, I've got the knowledge behind the prices because I'm not just telling someone to do it. I actually do it myself. Like I've done the work, I've done the spreadsheets. Like I still do clients. Like it's literally what I do every single week. So I'm not just telling someone to do something. So I think with your backing, like to me, that's just such a good mix of like making the industry a better place. Because I think, like you said, like I know a lot of people are, oh, well, you know, America make more money. And like they actually, the actual cost of the products they use is the same there as what it is here. And I think a lot of people just don't understand that just because someone charges £30, that doesn't mean we all have to do that forever. And just because America charge £400 for a full set, that doesn't mean we also can't ever do the same. So yeah, I think for me it was a no-brainer. I was like, you will be able to help me do all the things that I am already so passionate about. And also the fact that I've been a big customer, like I'm a huge fan of LashBase for years anyway. I think, like, I literally, like, I'm sure if we go like back on the conversation, you know, like on my Instagram DMs, like if you went all the way back all those years ago, it'd be me like tagging you in photos, like hoping I get noticed, hoping I get a like. So I think, like, do you know, like, I don't know, like this is a genuine like connection. It's a genuine sort of like work relationship. Like, I've just had my Lash Base order delivered today. It's in that pink bag
Nice,
there. So
nice.
it's just, you know what I mean? Like, I use all the products. So for me, it was honestly just like a no-brainer.
Yeah, and that is everything you've said there is what we're hoping to achieve. We know we have a platform and reach, and we want to work with people that we think deserve to be seen and can only bring the lash industry forward. And that's why you came to mind immediately when I had like the vision for how I want Lash Base to go this year and beyond. That's where I know I said it to you, and I feel like you don't believe me. I feel like you think, yeah, of course, yeah, right. But we did when we were. I had the thought, and I thought, I know who's going to be perfect for this, and obviously it was you. So I'm glad that you were happy enough. Like you didn't say, oh no, I don't want to do that, because then I'd have been like, right, okay, well then now what? But I'm glad that you saw the vision that I had and saw where you could go, because it's not. It's as much about this is going to hopefully benefit Lashbase. But it's not really about that. It's about the wider picture of the lash industry. And yeah, you have so much further to go. And we just feel like we can offer that, which will only benefit the lash industry, which obviously then does benefit LashBase. So that's the aim. So what is it specifically that you are hoping to achieve, like both personally and with or for LashBase?
So I think, like, on a personal level, I've always been the type of person that really wants to like make something of my life. And I think if you don't, like, that is absolutely fine. But I've always been one who wanted more. And I think coming from not a lot, maybe that's where that's come from. I was like, growing up as a child, I don't want to be in that position ever again. And I don't want my future children to also be in the position I was in. So I think it came from the diet of wanting a better life for me and the people around me. And then I've just always thought, like, whenever I've sort of done something, I've just thought, God, there's just got to be more to life than this. Like, it's not just about doing this. Like, when I was a dental nurse, I was there all the time, and no one wants to go to the dentist. Like, everyone hates it. And I'm thinking, a lot of people were like, well, a job's a job. And I'm like, but a job is such a huge part of your life. So for me, like, in the personal side of things, I was always like, but I deserve to get, like, to enjoy the job I'm going to. I'm there more than anything else. So I was like, I really want to just create a better life for myself where I genuinely just enjoy, like, every day. Like, I know that's not like a really like exciting thing to say, but so many people live for the weekend, and like, I'm so not about, like, I want to enjoy every single day. Because I mean, like, I obviously spoke to you guys about before, like, life is genuinely so short, and I'm not willing to get old and regret like what I did and like wasting time. But I suppose that's just how my brain works. So personally, I just want to really like create impact. Like, I want to change a lot of people's lives. Like, when I was a kid, I used to want to be a teacher. And I think maybe that's where this sort of job's kind of done a bit of a 360. And I've gone from helping my clients to now helping other lash artists. So then I would say, like, professional-wise, like in my career, I just want to help other people also enjoy their lives like so much more. And again, that's why pricing is such a huge part of it, because financial freedom and not stressing over your finances is not really a thing that a lot of people get the luxury of having, but it is possible. And I don't think that the lash industry is valued enough. And it's kind of always this thing where it's like, oh, you do your lashes, like, charge £30, whatever, you stick hairs on people's eyes. It's so much more than that. And like, the things that I have done in my lash career, like, I've created content for brands, I've spoken on stage. So, like, professionally, like, career-wise, I want people to realize that you can literally do whatever you want with your life. But again, I think that's come from me. In my personal life, like, I've always wanted more, and I'm a creative, like, I want to do different things. I don't want to do the same thing day in, day out. That's just not me. So that's kind of what I do at work. Like, I don't want to do the same thing every single day. Like, today I've done a few clients, I've done a podcast, and now I had calls earlier, I had Zooms, discovery calls, like all these different things. And I just want to create as much impact as possible and open as many people's eyes as I can so that they can see that there is actually so much available, like opportunity, but also that you can just send the little things and, like, if you don't want to have like a 12-hour day and work back to back, like that's actually all right. And you don't have to do that because I don't do it. And like, I've still bought a house, got a car, done all the things that a lot of people want to do. And so, yeah, I think I want to just create as much impact as possible in my work. And then also, that makes me a really happy person because then I feel fulfilled. So then, obviously, with my family and friends, like, I'm probably a better person for them too.
Yeah, love it. Okay, and we are going to wrap it up with a question I probably should have asked first, and that is just in case people don't know who you are, could you tell us a little bit about your own business, what you do, and what your plans are with your own business, obviously whilst on the side working with Lashbase?
Yeah, so well, for anyone who doesn't know, I'm Liz. It's actually short for Alicia. I feel like everyone always gets so like shocked that that's actually my full name, and actually my family do call me Ali, which I know you were really shocked at. But yeah, so I have been a lash artist for 5 years. I went into education. It'll be 3 years ago at the end, like midway through this year. And yeah, like I still do a few clients, like my VIP clients who are lucky enough to have an appointment with me. But obviously, my main purpose now is helping other lash artists through the online membership. So like I've been there and I've done it. Like I know how hard it is to get fully booked. I know how hard it is to price your services properly because you've got no idea what you should be doing. You just copy someone down the road and like probably like knock off a Fiverr, hoping that people come to you instead of them. And like I know how hard it is to do the social media side of things, and I know how lonely it can feel if you don't have that community of like-minded people around you. Like I can guarantee that if you do lashes, your partner does not understand what you are doing. Like, I mean, I've been with mine a few years now, and he just doesn't get, like, what do you mean you've had a stressful day? You stick eyelashes on, like, haven't you been talking to all the girls all day? And it's like, yeah, but like you can still be stressed. And I think what I've wanted to do with the membership is just create that sort of community that I never had at the beginning. And I definitely don't think the industry is as sort of catty as it used to be, but I think a lot of people assume it still is. So they are scared to reach out. People are worried about asking someone for help. And that's what the membership's all about. And obviously, I know how expensive in-person courses can be. So my whole thought process was rather than going to this person for a £500 course, this person and this person, well, actually, you can just sign up to a membership and everything's there whenever you want. And you get to meet loads of like lash friends, which again, not many people get the chance to do that. So yeah, that's the whole purpose with the membership. And yeah, it is growing and it is great. And I'm really, really proud of where it is and where it's going. I'm just so happy that the people who have fans are in there because it's genuinely such a good community of people. Like, there's no cattiness. Everyone's so lovely and so supportive, which again, I think there's a huge misconception of what a lash tech is. You've got to be this sort of like bitchy sort of person. And that's just not it. Like, actually, a lot of us are quite normal people. So yeah, I'm glad. I feel like I've found my tribe through obviously the membership, which has then led me to you guys. And it's like a big full circle moment. So yeah, everything's linked in. Yeah.
I love it. Where can people find information on your Lash Life membership?
So the website, if you want to check it out, is lashlifeuk.com, or obviously if anyone wants to have a look at my Instagram, it's, I never knew if I should say the at, so it's at by list with three underscores. And I know I need to change my name because it's just so annoying, but also people actually think that my full name is by list, so I feel like I can't change it at the same time.
Nice one. Okay, well, I'm gonna leave it there. But thank you for coming on. And so now I'm so glad because we've been working on this only for a little bit. However, it's now finally out there, and I know you've been hinting on social media. Actually, I do have my last question, and I'm just gonna make sure I can look at you in the eyes as I'm saying this. Have you told anyone?
So I've told my boyfriend, who still doesn't really understand what it is that I'm doing. He's like, wait, what are you doing? So he doesn't really count. And I've also told one of my best friends who isn't into beauty at all because she knows nothing. She said she's proud of me, but I don't think she gets it either.
But no lash
So yeah.
people.
No lash people, but I have told a few clients, again, just because they probably don't have a clue what I'm actually on about. Whenever I say lash paste, they're like, "Oh yeah, I use their shampoo," and I'm like, "There you go then."
There you go. Good. Cool. Well, you can tell everybody now. So, yeah, I'm going to leave it there. And I'm going to look forward to working with you.